Hi, my name is Aryeh Kaplan. Today we're going to be learning Shkalim chapter 6, Mishnahs 1 and 2. So the Mishnah begins, Shosha Asar Shofaros, that in the temple there were 13 collection chests that were shaped as shofars, and they weren't, of course, actual shofars. They were shaped in that way in order that the top point would have just enough space to put a coin in, and the bottom would be thick to collect the coins. And there was like that, because unfortunately there were people who wanted to protect from people who would steal from the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, at the top of the sin, somebody couldn't stick their hand in and take the money out. Shalosha Asar Shulchanos, and there were 13 tables, and the Mishnah later on will tell us what these tables are all about. Shosha Sreyesh Tachavayos HaBimikdash, and there are 13 prostrations in the temple, that when somebody was in the temple, they had to bow in 13 different spots. Shalbeis Rabbi Gamliel, Vishalbeis Rabbi Chanani, Eskan HaKonim, Hayu Mishnachavin Arba Asay. So the homes of Rabbi Gamliel and the homes of Rabbi Chanani, Eskan HaKonim, they actually would bow a 14th time. And where was this 14th place? Kneged Dira Eitzim. They did opposite the wood chamber. Why? Shechein Mesores Biyada Me'avoseim Shesham Ha'aron Nignos. They had a tradition from their families that in the times of King Yoshiyahu, which was towards the end of the First Temple era, that Yoshiyahu hid the Aron there in the direction of the wood chamber. That concludes the first Mishnah. Second Mishnah begins by telling us of a story that Ma'isa v'Kohen Echad, Shayim Mis'asek. So a Kohen, there was one particular Kohen who his job on that day was to go work in the wood chamber and to figure out which piece of wood were acceptable. V'ra'a haritzba shehi mishuna mecharoseha. And he saw that there was a portion of the floor that was different from the other parts, which he assumed was because he heard this tradition that the arm was there, and he thought perhaps because the arm was under it, that's why this portion of the floor was different. Bav Amar L'Chaveiro, when he came to tell his friend, oh my gosh, look what I found. Lo hispik ligmor es adavar achiyasa nishmaso. Amazingly, that even before he could open his mouth to tell his friend, his soul departed from him, he died. V'yadou b'yichot shesham haron ignas. And thus, because of this, they knew with certainty that the Aron had been hidden there, that because of this story, they knew for sure that the Aron was in that very spot. That concludes the second Mishnah. I hope everyone has a great day.